employees I've never seen before are crawling out of the woodwork because the guard bows are in the studio, which means their food is in the kitchen. This is the Lisa Dent Show. Thank you for joining us on 720 WGN. Greg and Christina have a place called Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. And I was asking people, like, are you seeing turkey prices? What are turkey prices? Someone said I was at Woodman's, $1.79. Walmart has Jennie-O's for $1.19. Another person said they were at Aldi's for $1.59 a pound. That's high, right?
Not on my end, it's not. I mean, I'm paying much higher than that even for our turkeys. But, you know, some of those big stores, right, like Kroger or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, those are loss leaders for them. So you come in, get the turkey, they lose, but you're buying all the other stuff that goes with it. So they're making money on that then.
Right. And how many are you going to cook, brine, smoke, whatever you do?
Currently, we're almost up to 100 turkeys sold as of right now. We got ahead of it. I already bought my turkeys last month, so they've been sitting in the freezer waiting for us to start brining them and getting them going.
I was talking to John Williams about that today. Dry brine or wet brine?
Wet brine.
And he puts his in two big garbage bags. I'm like, is that a good idea?
Yeah. Well, it's easy because it keeps everything sterile that way. So we'll put ours, we go through a lot of pickles. So we'll keep our pickle buckets, and that's what we'll make the brine and put the turkey in the pickle bucket and then fill it up and let them sit that way then.
If you're not familiar with Chicago Culinary Kitchen, they smoke all kinds of meats and anything from a prime rib to brisket to chickens. And on the website it says, and pickles are included. Pickles are your thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay, so why is there a shortage? And I'm guessing that's why prices are up, right?
So with the avian flu, they're saying a lot of the birds had to be killed off, and there's a shortage because of that. Yeah.
That's
a lot of
it.
Weird things have been going on these last couple of years.
The whole world is weird these days, isn't it? Okay, I want to jump to your website real quick because I have questions about what you serve. What is, it's the mashed potatoes. What do you put in those on your Thanksgiving menu?
Our beef tallow mashed potatoes?
Yeah, the tallow.
Tallow's beef fat. It is wonderful. We take our brisket trimmings and we put them in pans and put them in the smoker or the Alto-Sham to warm them up, and they turn this beautiful golden color. And then we strain it out, and we use that beef fat in our mayonnaise. We use it to butter our buns for our burgers. I make a beef tallow chocolate stout cake out of that.
Wow.
It goes into our tamale base. We use it for everything.
But they're amazing in the mashed potatoes. So we still add butter, of course, and, you know, the heavy whipping cream. But the tallow, it's like you eat the mashed potatoes and you can't, if you don't know, you don't know. But you're like, there's something really unctuous about this, but I can't put my finger on it.
And what suggestions do you have for people who are going to make their turkey at home? Smoke it, fry it, cook it in the oven.
Brine it. Whatever you're going to do, please brine it
please
first.
Please brine it first. So, yes, that will help to keep
Make sure it's fully defrosted.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a text and said Target is selling one that you can cook frozen. And I thought, I don't know about that.
Not in a fryer.
Yeah, you don't want to
sure
do that.
Make clarifications on that.
I've had fried turkeys. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to know what you're doing when it comes to that as well.
Yeah. How did you guys start Chicago Culinary Kitchen?
We started entertaining in our backyard. Friends and families come over. Those parties got bigger and bigger. We got into catering, turned into an event space to do beer and barbecue classes. And the biggest complaint was they wanted our food all the time. So we actually opened originally just weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And 5 years of doing that, we moved to a larger location. Built it out during COVID, actually, and now we're open Wednesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner.
And you're doing a big Thanksgiving dinner where people can pick it up cold or hot. I noticed that you have White Castle stuffing. Tell me about it.
So we started that some years ago. I kind of got wind of this, and I'm like, let's look into this further. And then so basically you get the White Castle burgers without the cheese, and you just blend them up into your stuffing. And think about it, right? It's bready, it's onions, it's meat. There is a pickle in there as well. So that really works well with the stuffing then. It's delicious.
And you put Fireball in your pumpkin pie?
Absolutely. And then there's a ginger snap skull cookie on top too.
Oh my gosh, that's too much fun. Okay, so you're both chefs. Why when we buy a turkey is the neck and the gizzards and all the parts in there?
Oh, because it's the way they can add some more value to that then.
Oh, does that add? That adds to the weight.
Yes.
It does, but some people do actually cook that stuff up or make
some
kind of
stuff. Your Uncle Ernie or somebody. That's the only people who eat that crap.
Just like that piece of bacon and the baked beans you buy at the store.
No, I mean, I tried, I read a recipe one time how to cook the necks, and I did them and I braised them, and they, you know what? All the little neck bones in them, I'm like, I'm not eating this. Somebody's going to choke on this damn thing.
I didn't eat stuffing until I was 40 because they would chop that stuff up and put it in the stuffing, and it disgusted me.
Pass.
Yeah.
It still disgusts me. I'll go with the White Castle stuffing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll cook a lot of stuff. I just can't do sweetbreads. I mean, I can't do that.
We do beef tongue, and it's fantastic.
We've done brains. That's really delicious, but that takes a different flavor on, but those other things are too irony for
Who
me.
Who buys that?
I don't know.
But you do it. Somebody likes it.
Oh, you're saying the brains. No, our customers, they love being adventurous and trying stuff. We came back from Mexico a few years ago, and we had eaten a lot of bugs down there. They do eat bugs in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't really get that in the States. They don't really allow that. But you can get freeze-dried crickets. So we were using freeze-dried crickets on some of our tacos and stuff. And they're just crunchy. They don't taste weird. They're just whatever you season them with, they're just a crunchy snack that pick up the flavoring.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm really happy to meet you two. Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. If people want to order Thanksgiving dinner, what do they do?
Email info@chicagoculinarykitchen.com. Or you can go to our website, chicagoculinarykitchen.com, and that actually will pull up the Thanksgiving menu for you, and you can order right from there.
And if we're paying $1.59 a pound for a raw turkey, well, it's frozen. Then you got to thaw it. Then you got to cook it. Then you got to brine it and all that kind of stuff. What's your Thanksgiving turkey?
What is ours?
Yeah, what's it cost?
Oh, what is a turkey cost?
You guys are at, what, $129 right now?
No. Yeah, I think.
Oh, for the, they are $150, I believe.
Okay, not bad, because nobody has to cook it, and it'll be delicious.
No, those are 22-pounders.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they're giant.
That'll feed everyone.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you. I'll look for you on TV again. I see you two everywhere. I feel like I know them. You will know them, too.
There's a plastic one in the galley kitchen area. It looks perfect. It's got some grapes around it.
Yeah, I got your plastic.
It looks that good, huh, Steve?
Oh, it looks like a picture. In fact, I posted a picture.
Oh, good, good.
Better Homes and Gardens.
It's Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Check it out. Mary's going to check on weather and traffic. Then we're going to check in with Kelly Meyer, our Washington correspondent and News Nation's Washington, D.C. Bureau.